From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with a local and statewide news update. The owners of a local seafood processor thought they did everything right to keep their business running during the pandemic. But even with mandatory COVID-19 screening and quarantine for out-of-state staff members, the virus has still found its way into the facility. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more.
On July 4th, a Juneau resident who works at Alaska Glacier Seafoods started showing COVID-19 symptoms. He got tested and quarantined at home.
Unfortunately, you can be contagious for days prior to showing symptoms, and that's what makes this disease so hard to get in front of.
Jim Erickson is vice president and co-owner of the company. Health officials who investigated the case say it resulted from community spread, not from inside the plant.
We're not sure of where he contracted it initially, because he's probably not sure, you know. Let's face it, you could pick it up anywhere.
Within a week, several coworkers on the same work crew had started to experience fevers and body aches. Alaska Glacier Seafoods employs close to 150 people during the summer and processes more than 10 million pounds of crab, fish, and prawns a year. But all of that came to a halt last week, after that initial case set off a domino effect that led to at least 40 staff members getting sick. Erickson says none of the cases have been serious. Until they can resume normal operations, other seafood processors in the region are picking up the slack. Erickson says the industry agreed before the season began to help one another out if anyone experienced an outbreak. So, Alaska Glacier Seafoods is buying from fishing tenders, then delivering the products to other facilities, instead of processing it at the Juneau plant.
It's been seamless for our fishing fleet. It hasn't been so seamless for us.
He says the most frustrating part of this process has been waiting for test results to come back. Employees have to quarantine up to a week while they're waiting for results. And that's effectively shut down all work and made it hard to plan ahead.
On average, a 5 to 7 day turnaround for testing makes it very, very difficult to get in front of this as a company and as a community.
Public health officials say there are a number of reasons test results can be delayed. There are backlogs at state labs in Anchorage and Fairbanks and at private labs out of state. In southeast Alaska, where all tests have to be flown out, weather can also cause delays. Erickson says it shouldn't be that hard. An employee who traveled to Seattle a few weeks ago for work was told he needed to test negative within 24 hours before a business meeting.
So this individual, on a Monday, got tested at noon at a drive-up testing stand in Seattle, and was emailed his negative results by 4:30 p.m. the same day. My question is, why can't we have that in Juneau?
The city and borough of Juneau has discussed buying equipment to process its own tests, but because of demand around the country, the wait list is several months long. Erickson says all they can do for now is continue testing and sanitizing and hope there isn't another outbreak. But it feels like they already did everything they could to avoid this in the first place.
If you would have asked me, hey, if you get COVID-19, where are you going to get it from? I would have said, well, from somebody we brought in from out of state, most likely. But that wasn't the case. You know, that was a success. you know, we weren't expecting it from community spread, to be quite honest.
Some of the people who initially tested positive have already recovered, and they plan to continue testing staff who already tested negative as a precaution going forward. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
Just 24 hours after the filing period opened to run for Sitka Assembly and School Board, Gary Paxton filed for re-election as Sitka's mayor on Tuesday. While his long-term agenda includes finishing some big projects, in the near term, he's been working to roll back some remarks he made at a recent assembly meeting, which many considered racist. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
Gary Paxton is wrapping up his two-year term as Sitka's mayor. In those 2 years, a lot has happened. The city finalized its sale of Sitka Community Hospital to Search, went through a dramatic public administrator firing, saw major budget cuts from the state, and now is in the throes of a pandemic. An octogenarian, you'd think Paxton would be considering stepping back from public life, but he says he's not done yet.
In short terms, it's unfinished business. I mean, it's been a really turbulent year.
A lifelong Sitkan and former city administrator, Paxton graduated from West Point and spent much of his younger years in the military. That influence shows up sometimes at the assembly table when he calls fellow members troops. When he ran for mayor 2 years ago, his platform was focused on sustainable budget and accessibility. Looking back on his 2 years in office, he's confident that he and fellow assembly members made a good decision in hiring John Leach for the city administrator post.
John has done an incredible job under an immensely stressful time. I mean, we had enough challenges with the budget, notwithstanding the COVID virus and the state funding.
If he wins, one of Paxton's top priorities is getting the Marine Haulout project off the ground. The assembly recently put the project on pause in the hopes of winning a federal grant to fund it this fall. He's also excited about plans to develop a section of city-owned property out Halibut Point Road. And his mind is on next year's budget with more uncertainty than ever. He's hopeful, too, for federal aid to overhaul the Green Lake Power Station and Search's promised hospital expansion, along with other developments that are out of the city's control, but would be crucial to help the city address future budget shortfalls.
With a pandemic done, next year we should have a really powerful tourism season that'll be helpful in so many ways. And we're 2 years away, I think, from getting our new Coast Guard cutter.
Paxton considers himself apolitical, and his is often the swing vote on divisive items at the assembly table. Though as serious conversations around the coronavirus and race in America come to the assembly table with lots of public input, Paxton's comments and his tendency to rush the meetings along has come under heightened scrutiny. At its last meeting, the assembly failed to pass a measure that would have strongly advised Sitkins to wear masks. Paxton was one of four assembly members who voted it down. At the same meeting, he voted in favor of moving the Alexander Baranov statue. Both items generated substantial public comment, but Paxton wanted to push the meeting forward, saying, quote, "succinctness is next to godliness." He's received some criticism for cutting off public comment early. He says while his goal is to run efficient meetings, he accepts the criticism.
People in the assembly get criticized routinely for a lot of stuff, and it's not that I got to be criticized, but that's part of the process.
And criticism of Paxton sprung up again after that meeting, when during public comment on the mask order, he admonished David Sam, a tribal elder, for moving the chair in front of the podium in order to stand while he spoke. Here's a recording of that exchange.
Put the chair back, son. Put the chair back. Thank you. It's not some kind of a honky-tonk deal here. Put it back. Where it belongs, please.
I'm not going to use it. I'll put it back after I speak.
Okay.
I asked Paxton if he remembered the incident and how he'd like to respond to people who feel his use of the word son in reference to Sam was racist or problematic.
And I've gotten some bad feedback about that. Well, I apologize for that. That wasn't my intent. I misinterpreted what I thought his gesture when he moved the chair off to the side. That made me feel really bad because that was not my intent. And I didn't even know I used the word son, but I don't know why I don't call that. I have no recollection of doing that, but if I did that, that was inappropriate for sure.
Paxton later sent an apology email to Sitka Tribe of Alaska Chair Kathy Hope Erickson and General Manager Lisa Gassman. Paxton wrote that a member of the public had explained to him that, quote, Mr. Sam's gesture of moving the chair and standing while he spoke was a sign of respect, and apologized to Sam and the tribe. Erickson responded to Paxton, writing that the tense times we're living in may have played into his reaction, but, quote, now more than ever, we each need to be on guard not to overreact and, quote, heaven forbid, insult or denigrate our neighbors. When asked what the assembly's role is in addressing systemic racism in Sitka, Paxton says he believes there is racism in Sitka and in America, but that doesn't necessarily equate to racist. But moving forward, Paxton says he's willing to listen and, if elected, says he will continue to work in the city's best interest. Sitka's municipal election is Tuesday, October 6th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
An inmate who was briefly jailed at Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau tested positive for COVID-19 this week. The city's Emergency Operations Center reports that the person was isolated from the time they arrived at the facility to when they were released. The positive test result came back after they were released from custody. Department of Corrections spokesperson Sarah Gallagher says that the person was released on Wednesday. Public health officials have since ordered them to isolate from other people. A police officer and a correctional center employee who had contact with the inmate have been tested and are quarantining. Gallagher says no other inmates at the facility have tested positive. The facility previously saw an outbreak of COVID-19 among staff in April and in May. This is KTOO News.